This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers want to use federal government aid money to temporarily help fund the state's new paid family leave program. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In 2020, Colorado voters approved a new program that would offer up to 3 months of paid family leave for employees going through events like childbirth or medical emergencies. Those wages will be paid by a state program that will be funded by fees starting next year. The cost will be shared between workers and companies, so 0.9% of an employee's wages could go to the program. But a Democratic bill in the legislature would grant a discount. For the first 6 months, those fees would instead be about 0.8%. If the bill is approved, the state government could use $58 million in one-time federal funds to make up the difference. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Aurora's city council has voted to ban urban camping within city limits. CPR's Paolo Giacinto reports.
Aurora City Council voted on party lines to authorize the ban, with the conservative majority pushing the policy. Under the new law, homeless campers will be given a 72-hour notice by police to vacate before they face fines or arrest. Sweeps can only be enforced if there is enough shelter space. Mayor Mike Kaufman argues the move will connect people to resources, but opponents say it will only shuffle vulnerable people from one area to another. I'm Paolo Schalceda, CPR News.
The Douglas County School Board approved a contract last night for their new superintendent, Aaron Kane. The vote was 5-1. That's the board's new four-person conservative majority and board member Elizabeth Hansen. She has disagreed with majority members and voted against the firing of the previous district superintendent. But Hansen now says she sees a good opportunity for the board and the district.
I actually had the opportunity to meet with Ms. Kane last week. We sat down for almost 3 hours. We laughed, we cried.
Between the board's two other minority members, Susan Meeks was the single no vote, and David Ray declined to attend the meeting in protest. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says he will vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. He met with her yesterday. This is CPR News.